Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by astrology and how it manifests in our daily lives. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I am joining you from St. Paul, Minnesota tonight on a very cold night and snowy. And I am joined by my friends from New York. We have Mark.
Mark Waltz in New York City on the island of Manhattan alongside the Hudson
and
River.
And we're waiting for Anne Ortley that should be coming on in a bit if we're lucky.
Right.
And Mark, what have you seen? This has been in a very busy year with some tough transits that never let up, you know, with the grand square close still, Pluto, Uranus, Mars, and Jupiter close to a grand square.
They're in a kind of...
And Mars and Uranus and Mars and Uranus are still close to opposite. Even though it's been a relatively quiet week, there has still been a school shooting, a couple of mall shootings. Impulse control is down, even on a good week. How have you been feeling this week?
Yeah, what we're seeing is what we'd call a loose grand square. So it's kind of wobbly, a little bit wobbly, but it's there. And it's coming with this full moon. So it's pretty strong full moon. And in fact, we're looking at it just about now. If you have a view of the moon.
Yeah.
And it's a nice big moon in late Cancer, 25 Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So
wasn't that beautiful? Did you get a chance to see it from the cities?
No, actually, it's been quite cloudy here.
Mm-hmm.
So, although tonight it might be.
It's snowing here tonight, but last night it was so beautiful.
Oh.
It was so very beautiful. We were happy to see it.
Yeah.
And this week, and so that beautiful Jupiter-Moon conjunction on the full moon in Cancer had brought up a lot of emotions and feelings for people. The moon is still in Cancer tonight. And it is moving away from the grand square, but that full moon in its own sign brought up a lot of emotions for people. Many good ones, many playful ones, but a lot of emotion. Mercury just went into Aquarius over the week, and I'm seeing that helping people give a little bit more objectivity and distance to themselves and to the work that they're doing in a way that they had trouble doing the first few weeks of the month. Have you noticed that?
Mercury will semi-sextile Uranus later this week, which is it's a nice aspect. It's a good one for intuitive thoughts. My advice always on that one is to jot down whatever ideas come to you. And often they seem unrelated. It's like, oh, that was just a funny idea. But don't let it go so quickly because it'll just be gone. If you write it down, though, you might find it useful somewhere down the line a lot of times. It seems like a throwaway thought. And if you throw it away, that's it. But if you write it down, you might remember it. Yep.
And I'm noticing this week the Venus square Mars is pretty intense.
Over the
coming weekend, we have a Mercury sextile to Uranus. And that's brilliant and ingenious, but not always psychologically stable. Anytime Mercury gets near Uranus, it's brilliant and a little crazy. So it's not a bad wacky. It's just there. But Venus square Mars, relationships can be a little out of sync, male and female issues up in the news, and just, you know, it could be good tension. It can be sometimes that Spencer Tracy, Katharine Hepburn tension, but it can also bring up issues of sexism or differences of opinion that run inside ourselves between our anima and animus. Have you noticed that, Venus, that Venus-Mars square?
It usually brings a kind of an argument between two different ways of how we get our desires met. And the one is the feminine attracting, the power of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is the more what we call masculine power of just go get it. And so there's kind of a, you know, which way are we going to go? Just grab it or kind of attract it in? And we often feel torn between the two. And so sometimes we'll try one or sometimes the other.
And that whenever we have a square, we live out the illusion that it's an either-or, that it can only be one or the other.
Right.
And it may be that we're asked to find out in ourselves, how do I put sympathy and action together? How do I find a Mars in Libra peaceful way that's still dynamic and active? You know, it's interesting that Venus, our feminine anima side, is in very, very executive energied Capricorn, very focused, very directed. And Mars, our animus, more normally the active side of us, is in more intuitive, relationship-oriented, on a good day, passive-aggressive, on a bad day, Libra. Now, we're seeing this back up, you know, in a few places. You know, the shootings have all been the very oddest ones. The 12-year-old that brought a shotgun to school in New Mexico, a sawed-off shotgun, after wounding two people, the teacher just walked up to him and said, put the gun down, and he did. And that's Mars and Libra. We can drop it. It's a low on impulse control, a little crazy energy, but if something breaks the fight, they can drop it. Unlike the incident in, and whenever we look at the news, we see people living out almost in mythic form. We see history in the making. So we see extreme examples of the aspects. But they're good to look at for mythic understanding of the stories and of the aspects of the time so we can make better choices ourselves. And I look at the fight on two people about whether or not you could text on during the previews of a movie in Florida, and the retired cop was so mad that someone was texting in front of him, and the movie hadn't even started, that he shot the guy. But the two of them were escalating. You hear the fight that started over texting, escalated into throwing popcorn, and then escalated into a gunfight. And that, you know, when we feel that energy ramping up, you know, the argument is on, but we can choose not to go there. With Mars and Libra, if we choose to make a different choice and choose to see empathetically what is going on rather than, you know, say, I have a right to be angry, and go, yeah, but has it gotten you anywhere? Is it going to help? I have a client who is heading into court for a battle with an ex that's been going on 20 years. And it's a long story, but you can see how important that he has every right to be angry at his ex for what he's been through. But his anger keeps fueling the fight, and so she keeps suing him and putting him in jail. And even though he has a right, in order to break the mediation and get anywhere, he has to let go of his anger. And that's so hard to do. So So where in our lives do we have a place that Mars and Libra is saying, yes, you are right to be angry, but will it do you any good? Will it take you where you need to go? So that's it's a good question.
Yeah.
And
later
we have
on the weekend,
of,
the yes? sun's going to go into mm-hmm. Aquarius. So that's
right. What do you think about that?
It's happens every time. Mm-hmm. Every time we get to this part of the year, so we're used to it. And it really is that fixed sign, the deep part of winter now. And there is a feeling
mm-hmm.
that we've
mm-hmm.
settled in for the winter. We've given up. there's no more struggle. That, oh, I wish it weren't winter. It is. It's here. So it actually feels pretty good usually by the time we get there, because we know what it is. We know it'll be here for the next easily 4 weeks, and then it's going to start to really change.
So one of the things that I see with it, we've got a lot of people on the line, so I want to get on the hop on the lines pretty soon. People
good.
Can raise their hand, I think it's by pushing 1 once they're on the line. And that we need to get people, so I want to get onto that, but I agree that when the sun goes into Aquarius, we often look at our community, how we end our relationships, how we're connected to other people. So I'm going to put on the line. 610, you're on the line. How can we help you today?
Hello, this is Natalie in Philly.
Hi.
Hello, Natalie in Philly. How can we help you?
Oh, I would love to know. I don't know if this is possible during your show, but my beautiful, beloved partner and I are trying to have a baby, and we're both here, and I'm wondering if I could give you both of our birth information.
And which one of you is intending to carry the baby?
Cheryl, my partner, and it's...
wonderful. And when she was born, Cheryl,
yes.
And I have... You emailed me yours now that I know which one it is. And
I
so
see.
I've got yours. When was Cheryl born?
Cheryl was born January 29th, 1982.
Mm-hmm.
At 8:03 a.m. in Reading, Pennsylvania.
And you're saying, when is this going to happen?
We're working on it. We have a donor, and we're working on it.
Lovely.
And we're waiting to see if she's pregnant right now.
How
exciting. We gave it a whirl. Thank you.
Woo! And she is an Aquarius moon in Aries with an Aquarius rising. So
yes.
She's had a lot of ambiguities about this, and you have to let her know that she is really safe to be receptive to have a baby. Because moon in Aries kind of like to be in charge of things, and it's
yes.
a little hard to know that she's really safe enough to get into that vulnerable position. But she
to
has
receive.
Cancer on the cusp, yes, to receive and to be, you know, dependent. Not an Aries moon's idea of a good time. I'm an Aries moon. I had kids. I remember. Dependency is not their idea of a good time. But she has Mars in Libra natally, and Mars is on her Mars, and she has... Cancer, 0 degrees of Cancer on her fourth house cusp. So the full moon with the moon conjunct Jupiter in Cancer is in her fifth house of children. So,
oh
honey,
God.
That's one of the best signs that she just had, that she just went through. So perfect time to get pregnant.
Wow, that is wonderful. We're high-fiving here.
Now, she's got a lot of ambiguities, so if it didn't work this time, I do not give up. Jupiter's going to be in her fifth house for the next 6 months. So
oh,
you,
wow.
This next 6 months is a wonderful time to be doing this.
Oh, so great. Thank you. It's
okay.
Wonderful.
But Mars is exactly conjunct her Mars within a degree as we're speaking. And that's great for conceiving, eighth house. And the more fun you have with this, the better.
Okay.
The sun was on her Venus exactly yesterday, and the full moon was in her house, fifth house. And how does that sound to you, Mark?
Yeah, that sounds really good, very good for conceiving at this time. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
woo-hoo!
Welcome.
You just
you know, look at it as a blessing and a big opportunity for growth in the whole relationship.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. We are welcoming. We give thanks for the healthy, whole, beautiful baby and or babies that are on their way to Cheryl's womb.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. We invite them in, and we know that you will take good care of, you know, you are also naturally mother-oriented, and you've got a lovely Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in your fifth house of children. So in your caretaking of her, it's going to be important with your moon in Cancer that you take care of her, but never let her feel. She has a chart that worries about feeling claustrophobic.
Oh,
and dependent.
I know. That is very true.
So you mother her by not giving advice, but by making it safe to need what she needs.
Hmm, beautiful.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Gorgeous.
And the safer she feels that she can need without being underestimated. There's a real fear of, you know, if I get vulnerable, I lose my power.
Oh, my God. You are spot on. Spot on.
And so she doesn't. She can say, mothers rock on. Mothers are phenomenally powerful women in the world. And it permanently changes your brain to make you even more competent. So enjoy it. Take that side of it rather than the ambiguity, that she can define motherhood in a very freeing and powerful way.
Hmm.
And when she feels the power of conception, not the vulnerability, but the power of it, it'll be easier to run with this.
That is wonderful. So great. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, yeah,
it might
help. In that sense, it might help to sort of look at the whole conception and having a child and raising a child as being a channel to the power of the universe.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all that
you
do. I listen every week.
Oh, good.
Oh, wonderful. We are so happy.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm sending you many,
goodbye.
Many blessings.
We're going to go on the next one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye
now.
Mark, would you like to talk about the workshop that we're doing? We're so excited to be doing a workshop in New York together, all three of us. Do you want to talk about it a little bit? Mark? Hello, Mark. Mark? Hi,
hello?
Mark.
Yes?
Hi, sorry, there was a little switchboard problem there. I want to say,
oh, okay.
Could you talk about our workshop in New York? We're very excited about working together again. Mm-hmm.
The three of us will work together doing a workshop on chart reading, and that's on February 7, 8, and 9, and it'll be a lot of fun. It's all about everything you need to pull together what you know of astrology already and a few new things and be able to sit down and actually go through a chart with someone. And
so if you out there have been studying astrology and want to take a weekend intensive to put it together, to start really working on it. Then if you want to go off and study the technical end of astrology and become professional class, it will make more sense. This is a weekend about how to take the chart and make it come alive for you, really get into it and work with each other. It's an intensive, and it'll be fun as well as intense because astrology is so alive for us.
Mm-hmm. Remember this Sunday, you and Anne are both doing webinars, right?
Right.
Isn't that this Sunday?
If you go to ISAR Astrology, ISAR, the International Society for Astrological, I think it's Research. ISAR Astrology, Anne and I and Ariel Gutman and then Linda Hill from Australia are doing webinars, an hour and a half each from morning to night, on relationship astrology. And you can either watch them online with us or buy the MP3 downloads, or the video downloads afterwards. And it's going to be fun. I'm excited about the work coming up with that. But the New York one, I'm looking forward to coming into New York and working with you two again, two of my favorite collaborators. So I'm going to take the next one. Hello, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi there.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Oh, hi.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, wonderful. I've called in the past, and we've spoken. It's 1978, June 6th.
June 6th, 1978. What time?
Quarter to two in the afternoon.
I'm sorry, what time was that?
That's 1:45 p.m.
Okay, 1:45.
Mm-hmm.
And where?
In Hungary.
Okay. And what was your question? I know you've called in before, but I can never, my memory isn't great. So
that's okay. You have mentioned
and
that.
What's your question?
Yeah, the question is, I am not handling this unclarity very well, and I'm getting a lot of anxiety, and it seems like I continuously, whatever I want to pursue is not working. It's like a shut door in my face. And I'm wondering if you could kind of give me something that I could work with just to get more clarity or get something going in my life. And same thing with relationships. In the past, we've spoken more about the career thing, but I'm finding the same. I would really love to have love in my life and people and relationships. And I'm ready for a brand new life in every aspect. And I'm just wondering if you could speak to that.
And are you living in, where are you living now?
I'm living in Toronto.
In Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at your natal chart, your progressed moon is at 3 degrees of Libra, conjunct your north node in Libra. That really woke up over the last month your relationship issues. But it's coming across, you've got an 11-degree Libra ascendant. And and the moon is coming across your ascendant. I think it would be really helpful for you to find a local astrologer and really sit down with a session. Your progressed moon is coming across your ascendant in 7 months and conjuncts Pluto in your first house in 10 months. And your Pluto natally is at 13 degrees of Libra. And that's the degree that the grand square is going to be exact in mid-April. And so I think the lifelong pattern you have of wanting to be with people but finding yourself isolated is being exploded this year. And all that approach avoidance conflict you have around relationship is just kapowing. And you've got Uranus coming up to your seventh house. So you're heading into 7 years of meeting really interesting people, and it will start this spring. But I would say looking at why, you know, you've got your sun and moon in Gemini, but you've got Venus, Jupiter conjunct in Cancer, And the last full moon was right on yet Venus-Jupiter conjunction. So you love people and you're afraid of them. You are out there and you isolate. And that inner dialogue is sending mixed messages out to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so helping them honor and finding peace within themselves so that both sides are met, safety, security, and privacy, and sociality out there connected in a good way. It's really time for some deep work on that subject.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And I look at your astrocartography. Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
You'll find that as you work with the themes that are in your natal chart, you will find why things don't add up quite the way you think they do. There's a
mm-hmm.
It's difficult for you to make clear signals to people what it is you are offering and what it is you're looking for in others. And so you get kind of part of what you want, and you give part of what you want, but it seems never quite full. And you'll see why that is, what that dynamic is, when you study some of the symbols a little more closely and really feel how they play out in the drama around you. And then you'll be
beautiful.
Able to embrace life through other people a lot more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And Heather, you were going to say something.
That's beautiful, Mark. That was really well said. I don't think that I look at your astrocartography lines and you've got nothing happening for you in Toronto. I don't think you're in the right place.
No, I don't either.
And even if you went west to Winnipeg or in the small towns out there or all the way out to the west coast in Vancouver where you have sun on the ascendant and moon on the ascendant, I think you'd be much more likely to, everything from Winnipeg to Edmonton to Vancouver in Canada, Toronto and Montreal have nothing astrologically for you.
Yeah.
And
what about
from Winnipeg west.
Mm-hmm. And what about the California area just underneath the Vancouver area?
Beautiful.
That you see?
You've got a sun on the mm-hmm. ascendant running right through Sacramento, running right through Los Angeles, Sacramento, and so all the West Coast within 200 miles of the coastline or
mm-hmm.
more even, it looks full. Now, Mark on the IC, Los Angeles, I wouldn't go to Southern California. I would head from the Bay Area north because you've got some tricky aspects inland from Los Angeles straight up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're heading to the West Coast, Vancouver, Seattle, Portland, that area. Okay? We're going to say goodbye now.
Thank you.
Good luck. We've got only a few more minutes left, and we're just going to check in with each other before we go. Keep us posted where you go, okay?
Okay, thanks
Mark.
For calling in. Yeah.
Yes. And how do people contact us to find out about the workshop we've got coming up?
Oh, it's on Eventzilla, EventZilla, eventzilla.com.
Okay. And then when they go there, they can, right. You can also go to myrowanrobbins.com and go to events and look, scroll down. There's a link there to the Eventzilla website, I hope.
Yep.
So it's supposed to be there.
It's supposed to work, right.
And it's supposed to work, right. I'm looking forward to that. Do you have any last comments about this wonderful week of ours ahead?
No, just if you're somewhere where you can see that full moon, go ahead and look at it.
Great. This is Heather Rowan Robbins signing off from New Mexico. I'm from New Mexico. I wish. That's my other home. From Minnesota. And
Mark,
on the banks
Wolf
of the
New
Mississippi.
York.
And you're Mark?
Mark Waltz in New York on the banks of the Hudson.
And we also have in spirit here Ann Ortley, and you and Ann Ortley are talking when?
We actually talk every Tuesday at the Church of the Transfiguration, which is connected to the Open Center on 30th Street.
Wonderful.
All right.
Fabulous. Thank you very much. You have a great week. We'll talk to you
okay.
next week, all.
Bye
Take
now.
Care. Goodbye.